Go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Hi there, I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. Say, do you know what it means to be boastful? We're going to hear a story about a boy whose name is Brian. In fact, the story is Boastful Brian. But first, we're going to have some good scriptures and a song.
Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 4:4-7-8. When Mr. Satan knocked at my heart's door and says, may I come in? I say, no, no, for Jesus loves me so, and he took away my sin. So he turns around and runs away. I wish he'd go away to stay. When Mr. Satan knocked at my heart's door, I just say, no, no, no. I just say, no, no, no.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Greg Daniel, Boastful Brian.
Well, Brian, today is the first day of football. Are you ready for it?
You bet, Dad. I just hope all the other guys are, too. I want to be on a winning team this year.
Just go out there and do your best, Brian, and try to encourage everyone else to do the same.
Okay, Dad. See you later.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Okay, good handoff, Brian. You're going to make a fine quarterback for the team. Let's try some passing plays now.
Joey, what's the matter with you? I made a perfect pass and you dropped it.
So I dropped one. Big deal. You go plenty off in yourself, Brian.
Good try, Joey. Let's do that play again.
You dropped it again, Joey. What a klutz.
Look, Brian, we can't all be perfect like
you. Okay, boys, settle down. Each of you just work on your own playing and stop criticizing the other guys.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Brian. You look tired. How's football practice going?
Terrible. I wish I could play football with older guys. I'm so much better than all the kids my age.
Now, hold on, Brian. Maybe the other boys on the team haven't played as much football as you have. Give them time.
Oh, well, I just hope practice goes better tomorrow.
Okay, boys, before we go out onto the field, I want to remind you that it's important for everyone to work together as a team. You need to help one another, not criticize one another. Let's have a good practice today, and let's especially work on good attitudes out on the field. All right, let's go. I want to see some running plays. Brian, you work on handoffs with Joey, and Mark and Steve.
Oh, great. I can't believe it! You dropped the ball on every other handoff, Joey. And you other guys aren't any better. You gotta learn how to play football if you want to be on the team.
Oh, Bryant, you think you're such a big shot. I'm sick of playing football with you as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm tired of playing with a bunch of losers. I might as well play with kindergarten kids.
Brian, I wanted to talk to you alone because some of the guys have been complaining about your attitude. Some are even saying they're going to quit if you keep acting the way you do.
Well, let them quit. Maybe we can get some good players in place of them.
Brian, you could be a big help in teaching the other boys, but the attitude you've been displaying isn't good for the team. Unless you can be more patient with the others, I'm afraid you're going to have to sit on the bench for a while.
Sit on the bench? I can't. You wouldn't have a quarterback.
I'll use Ted for quarterback.
But, Coach, you can't do that. Ted isn't any good. I'm the best one out there.
You might be the best, Brian, but you won't be playing unless you change your attitude.
There's nothing wrong with my attitude. What's wrong is that those guys belong on the baby team.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Brian, but I can't allow you to play until I see a change. Ted will be starting as quarterback in the game tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to tell my dad about this. You'll be hearing from him. Dad, you won't believe what Coach did today.
What did he do?
He told me I'll have to sit on the bench and I won't be starting as quarterback.
Really? Did he say why you would be sitting out?
Well, he says some of the other guys want to quit because of my attitude. Big deal. We'd be better off without most of them anyway. I'm the only good player they've got.
Whoa there, son. Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back.
Well, I am the best. Coach Jones can't bench me for no good reason, can he?
From what I'm hearing, sounds to me like he has a good reason to make you sit out, Brian.
Huh? You mean you won't do anything about it? Like call him up or something?
No, I want you to obey the coach and sit on the bench. I think Coach Jones is right. You do have a bad attitude. Maybe sitting on the bench will help correct that.
Dad, I just tell the truth. What's so bad about that? Besides, we have our first game tomorrow, and they'll lose without me.
Well, maybe so. You may not believe it, Brian, but there are more important things in life than winning a football game.
It's just like I thought. The team is getting beat. We could win if I was in there. And the coach knows it, too. Maybe he'll let me play in the next game. If I don't play, we'll lose that one, too. I'm gonna ask him. Well, Coach, we're getting beat, but it wouldn't be happening if I was playing quarterback.
Yep, you might be right, Brian.
So you'll let me play in the next game, won't you?
Sorry, you can't play until you change this cocky attitude of yours.
What do you mean, cocky?
I'm sure you know what I mean. You need to stop cutting down the boys who you think aren't as good as you. You need to recognize that they can contribute as much to the team as you do.
How was school today, son?
Okay. Mr. Peters, my science teacher, is really neat.
Oh, yes. Tony Peters. I remember reading an article about him in the paper. It said he used to be a pro football player.
He was? Wow. I wonder why he never told us about that.
Maybe he will if it ever comes up naturally. Perhaps Mr. Peters is a humble man who doesn't feel like he has to brag about things he's done.
If I were Mr. Peters, I'd tell everybody that I used to be a pro football player.
I'm sure you would, son. Brian, there's a verse in Proverbs that you need to learn. Proverbs 27:2, and it says, "Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth." If you do something worthwhile, you don't have to go around bragging about yourself, Brian. Other people will notice what you've done without you telling them.
You mean like Mr. Peters? He hasn't said a word about himself, but you knew that he played football.
And lots of other people know, too.
I know what you're getting at, Dad. You're trying to tell me that even though I think I'm better than all the other guys in football, I shouldn't brag about it.
That's right, Brian. You've done a lot of bragging. And bragging generally leads to trouble. There's another verse. It's in Matthew 23, where Jesus says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled."
Oops. I guess that's what's happened to me, thanks to Coach Jones.
I think so. The verse goes on to say, "And whoever humbles himself will be exalted." You need to learn to do that, Brian, to put the other guys first. Maybe you can help them become better football players, and you'll be much happier yourself.
During the next few days, Brian often remembered what his dad had said about bragging. He supposed his dad was right. In fact, he knew he was, because Jesus had said it too. Brian made up his mind to quit bragging and to be helpful instead. Okay, Brian, go run a few passing plays with Joey.
Yes, sir. Hey, Joe, get this one. Oh, Joey, you dropped it again. I can't believe I... Well, it was a good try. Let's do it again, and I'll try to throw it to you better.
Okay, Brian. I'll catch it this time for sure.
All right, Joey. Here it comes. Hey, that was a good catch. That was great.
That's all for tonight, boys. Let's head for the locker room.
This has been a good practice, Brian. I hope I'm doing better.
You are, Joey. Hey, do you want to come over to my house after practice and work on our plays?
Well, I don't know.
Joey, I'm sorry for being so cocky. You're really getting to be a good receiver.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah, so why don't you come over? Maybe you could help me with my passing, too. Will you come?
Okay, Brian. Hey, let's stay after school tomorrow and talk to Mr. Peters. I heard that he used to be a pro football player.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
Maybe you can't draw or sing or be a football star, but just remember, be yourself. He made you like you are.
Nobody likes a bragger, so I hope if you have a habit of stretching the truth, of bragging to make yourself look good to your friends, don't do that. Don't forget the verse that Dad in the story told Brian about. From Matthew 23, "The greatest among you must be a servant, but those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." We used to use the expression, "don't blow your own horn." In other words, don't draw attention to yourself by making yourself look bigger than you really are. Don't forget, at CBH Ministries, we publish a great daily devotional called Keys for Kids. I'll be glad to send you a copy. You can see if you like it, and I know you will, and then let us know if you want to keep on getting it. Ask for Keys for Kids and send that request to Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. God bless you. Thanks for listening.